Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. The weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. One of the big stories coming out of this year's Winter Olympics is the story of Esther Ledecka. Esther is a champion snowboarder. When it comes to skiing, however, she is not very experienced. So, when she decided also to compete as a downhill skier, on borrowed skis, no less, no one gave her a chance. After all, there were so many other skiers who knew how to attack the hill far better than she did. By the time it was her turn to ski, the TV broadcasters had already moved on to other events. But then came the big surprise. Esther Ledecka won the Olympic gold medal. As a result, one of the enduring images from these Winter Games is a picture of Esther's stunned face at the end of her run as she slowly realized what had just happened. Some have theorized that it was Esther's lack of experience which gave her an edge. It's possible that her lack of experience caused her to attack the hill in a different way. If so, then Esther's perceived weakness as a skier was not a weakness at all. The image of a man dying by means of crucifixion is not an image that communicates strength. Instead, it communicates weakness, humiliation, defeat, and despair. No one would look at such an image and think it was an answer for anything. But then comes the big surprise. The perceived weakness of Jesus on a cross is not a weakness at all. As it turns out, the Son of God on a cross is the only thing strong enough to wash clean the collective lifetimes of all of our sinful failures. It is the only thing strong enough to destroy our deepest fears and to carry our greatest hopes. It is the only thing strong enough to change your eternity and mine. And the surprise continues. Every day the message of Christ crucified continues to create the miracle of faith in Jesus as Savior. Every day it continues to bond us closer to Him and His promises. Every day it continues to season our hearts with courage, strength, persistence, and endurance. And every day it continues to season our hearts with the boldness of joy. Lord Jesus, season my heart in the message of the cross. Let the life-changing surprise of your gospel continue to refresh my relationship with you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.